Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about how Austin Matthews' new contract impacts other superstars' new contracts. In this podcast, I talk about how Austin Matthews' new contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs impacts other superstars' contracts down the road. As everyone knows, Toronto Maple Leaf star Austin Matthews signed a 4-year, $53 million extension to remain with the team on Wednesday, August 23rd. The average annual value of Matthews' new deal is $13.25 million per season, which makes him the highest paid NHL player. Prior to the new deal, Matthews was just the 7th highest paid player in the NHL with a $11.64 million annual cap hit. Matthews would have been a free agent following the 23-24 season without this new contract. With Austin Matthews' new deal in effect, the league's highest paid player looks a tad different than it did previously. With that in mind, here's a closer look at the highest paid players the NHL has to offer. 1. Austin Matthews at $13.25 million per season. With his new deal, Matthews becomes the league's highest paid player on an annual basis. 2. Nathan MacKinnon, $12.6 million per season. Prior to Matthews' extension, Colorado Avalanche star Nathan MacKinnon had the league's richest contract. MacKinnon inked an 8-year, $100.8 million contract that carried an annual value of $12.6 million. 3. Connor McDavid. It seems crazy that the sport's biggest star is now the third highest paid player. Back in 2017, McDavid signed an 8-year, $100 million contract extension to remain with the Edmonton Oilers, and that deal carried a $12.5 million annual AAV. 4. Artemi Panarin, $11.6 million AAV. Star winger Artemi Panarin earned one of the league's most lucrative contracts during the 2019 offseason, inking a 7-year, $81.5 million deal with the New York Rangers after stints with the Columbus Blue Jackets and Chicago Blackhawks. 5. Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson ranks as the highest paid defenseman on the list. Back in 2019, Karlsson signed an 8-year, $92 million contract extension with the San Jose Sharks, which carried an $11.5 million AAV value. At the time of the extension, Karlsson was the third highest paid player in the league behind Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews. 6. David Pastrnak, $11.25 million AAV. The Boston Bruins star was rewarded with an 8-year, $90 million contract extension this past March after having one of the most productive seasons of his career. 7. John Tavares, $11 million AAV. The Toronto Maple Leafs made a splash in free agency during the 2018 offseason when they landed former New York Islanders captain John Tavares. Tavares inked a 7-year, $77 million contract to go to Toronto. 8. Drew Doughty, $11 million AAV. Drew Doughty is one of just two defensemen to rank in the top 10 largest contracts in the NHL. In July 2018, Doughty signed an 8-year, $88 million contract extension to remain with the LA Kings. The current contract will run through the 26-27 season. 9. Mitch Marner, $10.9 million AAV. It's becoming abundantly clear that the Toronto Maple Leafs have no problem taking care of their star players. After all, there are three Maple Leafs that rank among the league's top 10 highest paid players. In 2019, star winger Mitch Marner signed a 6-year, $65.358 million contract extension with the Toronto Maple Leafs. 10. Carey Price, $10.5 million AAV. Rounding out the top 10 is Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price. Price hasn't officially retired, but he has only appeared in 5 games since the start of the 21-22 season. Price signed his current contract back in 2017 when he inked an 8-year, $84 million contract extension with Montreal. At the time of the new contract, Price was the league's highest paid goalie as he surpassed former New York Rangers goalie Henrik Lundqvist at the time. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. What Austin Matthews' extension means for Toronto's core four. In the aftermath of Austin Matthews' contract extension, everyone has to wonder, because we are in the salary cap era, what happens with the other members of the core four like Mitch Marner, William Nylander, and John Tavares. While Austin Matthews is without a doubt one of the most talented and productive players in the league, this contract extension is not without a cost because it more than likely will spell the end of one of the core four in Toronto. Nobody is concerned with Matthews' production because he should be able to sustain his production as long as he plays with good players. But that remains the issue. Will they be able to surround him with adequate talent, and will they have enough cap to retain those players? You can argue that Austin Matthews could have gotten more on the open market. Matthews was always going to get a big payday on this extension, and most expected him to wind up with the league's highest AAV. And the fact that the salary cap is projected to rise substantially in the coming years, potentially even north to $92 million by 2025, means it's entirely affordable to absorb the $1.61 million rise when the extension kicks in next year. Matthews is without a doubt the Leafs' most dangerous offensive forward, and his three-zone detail has improved every year he's been in the league. Moving over to his running mate, Mitch Marner. Mitch Marner is signed for two more years with a $10.9 million cap hit, and he'll be eligible to sign an extension in July of 2024. Marner is top-of-the-line NHL player. He logs ton of minutes in all situations. He's a great playmaker with elite hockey sense and produces plenty of points. However, the criticism with Marner is that he plays a light game and at times has found it difficult to produce at the same rate in the playoffs as he does in the regular season. He also seems prone to turn over the puck or try to do too much, leading to a turnover at the worst time. As a homegrown player from the GTA, Marner wears the weight of the Leafs nation on his shoulders. Marner definitely likes playing in Toronto, and he has had a really productive career. For this reason, Marner definitely should get paid handsomely, and you can expect him to get a slight pay raise similar to the rate that Austin Matthews did, possibly the same rate, like 1 to 1.5 million. When John Tavares signed with the Leafs back in July 1st of 2018, there was a lot of hype surrounding the signing. 5 years later, Tavares is now entering the final 2 years of that contract, and the Leafs have just one single playoff victory. That was certainly not the vision the team had when they signed him. At 33 years old, Tavares' peak years are probably behind him. John Tavares has been an exceptional pro. He's a great leader who has carried the weight of both franchises he has suited up for in the NHL. He's terrific in the faceoff circle and is excellent at tipping pucks on the power play. He competes every night with the best of his ability and does all the dirty work you typically don't expect from star players. However, he is also getting paid $11 million and has a full no-move clause in his contract. Because of Tavares' age, I don't see how Tavares is a fit in Toronto when his contract expires, considering Tavares is still considered an elite player and would still demand a significant amount of money if he does hit the open market. William Nylander is the player that is expected to get the biggest pay raise out of the core four players in Toronto. Nylander's only getting paid $6.92 million AAV on his current contract, but that is going to see a steep raise based on his current production. Nylander has been a very polarizing player for the Toronto Maple Leafs. On one hand, he has been really talented and very productive during the regular season. However, like Marner, his playoff production has been subpar. Nylander has shown in the past to be a tough negotiator, and his last negotiation dragged out into December. Toronto will have to be creative with how they structure Nylander's next contract. Because Tavares is still on the books until 25, they might have to backload Nylander's contract. They could structure a deal where they give Nylander signing bonuses in compensation for a lower cap hit the year they still have Tavares. Based on his current production, I would not be surprised if he gets something similar to what Jonathan Huberdeau got with the Calgary Flames. Here is how Austin Matthews' contract impacts other superstars. Mikko Rantanen is making $9.25 million AAV until 2025. Rantanen has put up 90 plus points in back-to-back seasons and solidified himself as a legit superstar in the NHL. You could argue he could make at least $11.5 million per season, which is around what Artemi Panarin got. Leon Draisaitl, who makes $8.5 million until 2025, has had four 100 plus point seasons since signing his 8-year contract. A new contract extension would cost at least $13.5 million AAV. Connor McDavid makes $12.5 million until 2026. McDavid is a blank check type player. The Edmonton Oilers are really at his mercy, and if he wants to A, stay in Edmonton, and B, take less to build a good team around him. If Austin Matthews is making $13.25 million per season, I don't see how Connor McDavid doesn't make at least $15 million. Even if the cap goes up, the effect that Austin Matthews' new contract will have on teams like Edmonton and Colorado especially will be massive, because both will have to shell out much more money annually if they want to keep their star players. If McDavid makes $15 million per season and Dreisdahl makes $13.5 million per season, Edmonton will be paying two players $28.5 million per season, which will prevent them from adding depth to the team. As for Colorado, if they have to pay Rantanen at least $11.5 million annually and pay $9 million for Makar, they would be paying $33.1 million for the trio of McKinnon, Rantanen, and Makar. Without a doubt, Austin Matthews' new contract is the first domino to fall, and the after effects of it will be felt by other teams in the NHL as they try to either retain their stars or sign them in free agency. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. Here are the list of centers expected to be free agents in 2024. Steven Stamkos, who's likely to stay in Tampa Bay. Elias Lindholm, Mark Scheifele, Matt Duchene, Chandler Stephenson, Mikael Backlund, Ryan Hartman, Adam Henrik, Jack Roslovic, Alexander Wenberg, Tyler Johnson, Tyler Boyd, Jeff Carter, Sean Monahan, Nick Bonino, Thomas Novak, Thomas Nosek, Teddy Bluger, Steven Lorenz, Jason Dickinson, Semgus Gergensen, Tyson Jost, and Justin Danforth. Wingers, William Nylander, Jake Guentzel, Jonathan Marchessault, Joe Pavelski, although likely to stay in Dallas. Tyler Toffoli, Matt Zuccarello, Teuvo Teravainen, Jordan Eberle, Vladimir Tarasenko, Sam Reinhart, Jason Zucker, Tyler Bertuzzi, David Perron, Victor Arvidsson, Max Domi, Blake Wheeler, Jake DeBrusk, Victor Olofsson, Max Pacioretty, Anthony Beauvillier, Nino Niederreiter, Anthony Duclair, Kevin LeBanc, Jacob Verana, Jacob Silverberg, Dominic Kubalik, Marcus Foligno, Kasperi Kapanen, Mike Hoffman, Jonathan Drouin, Alexander Barabanov, Connor Brown, JVR, Kyle Oposo, Craig Smith, Jordan Martinook, Oscar Lindblom, Daniel Sprong, Yakov Trenin, Milan Lucic, Ryan Lomberg, Denis Gurianov, Kiefer Sherwood, Sammy Blais, Cal Clutterbuck, Nick Cousins, Will Carrier, Warren Fogle, Andrew Cogliano, Eric Robinson, Mike Amadio, Christian Fischer, Matt Martin, Corey Perry, Nick Foligno, and Colin Blackwell. Defensemen, Devon Taves, Brandon Montour, Brett Pesce, Brady Shea, Noah Hanifin, TJ Brody, John Klingberg, Matt Dumba, Alec Martinez, Tyson Barrie, Matt Grizzlick, Chris Tanev, Justin Schultz, Shane Gostisbehere, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Mark Giordano, Matt Roy, Kevin Shattenkirk, Nikita Zaitsev, Alexander Carrier, Brendan Dillon, Tony D'Angelo, Eric Johnson, Sean Walker, Tyler Myers, Derek Forbert, Ian Cole, Dmitry Kulikov, Sebastian Aho, Nikita Zadorov, Dylan DeMello, Mark Stahl, Yanni Hakanpaa, Marco Scandella, Radim Simic, Troy Stetcher, Zach Bogosian, Caleb Jones, and Jalen Chatfield. Goalies, Connor Hellebuck, Ilya Samsonov, Peter Mrazek, Pavel Francouz, Martin Jones, James Reimer, Cam Talbot, Phoenix Copley, Casey DeSmith, Sam Maltinbolt, Alex Nedeljkovic, Antti Raanta, Jonathan Quick, Kaapo Kakkonen, Kevin Lankinen, Anthony Stolarz, Laurent Brossoit, Eric Comrie, Scott Wedgwood, Chris Drager, and Spencer Martin. Key RFAs for Arizona, Barrett Hayton, JJ Moser, and Sean Durzi. For Buffalo, Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power. For Calgary, Dylan Dubé and Jacob Pelletier. For Carolina, Martin Necas and Seth Jarvis. For Columbus, Kent Johnson. For Dallas, Ty Dellandrea. For Detroit, Morent Seider and Lucas Raymond. For Florida, Anton Lundell. For LA, Quinton Byfield and Arthur Kaliev. For Minnesota, Kalen Addison. For Nashville, Philip Tomasino, Dante Fabro, and Yusuf Parsonen. For New Jersey, Dawson Mercer. For New York Islanders, Oliver Wahlstrom. For New York Rangers, Kaapo Kakko, Ryan Lindgren, and Braden Schneider. For Ottawa, Jake Sanderson. For Philadelphia, Carter Hart and Owen Tippett. For Seattle, Matthew Beniers and Ilya Tolvanen. For Vancouver, Elias Pettersson and Philip Pronek. For Washington, Rasmus Sandin. and for Winnipeg, Cole Perfetti. Listen to Hockey with Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. It will be interesting to see the next slew of contracts coming as the salary cap is projected to rise astronomically. But teams should approach with caution because what if the salary cap doesn't rise to $92 million as projected? Then the teams that already signed players to big money contracts would be in big trouble. Ultimately, the after effects of signing bad contracts will lead to lockouts. In my next few podcasts, I'm going to be talking about some infamous contract disputes. The next one is featuring Eric Lindros.